Good evening and welcome to Community United Reformed Church. It is our joy and our privilege to be gathered together a second time on this Lord's Day. If you're visiting with us, we're very glad that you're here. And a brief reminder for our members that there will be a short congregational meeting following our service this evening. Our call to worship this evening comes from Psalm 34. This psalm invites us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Please stand with me. Congregation, in whom is your help? Our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And our God greets us with these words. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, Amen. Let's turn in our Trinity Psalter hymnals to hymn 308 to celebrate that we are in God's presence and to celebrate the good news of Jesus Christ. Number 308, Good Christian Men Rejoice. We'll sing all the stanzas of number 308. Please be seated. Turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 58. Psalm 58. You can find Psalm 58 on page 477. In our evening services together, we read through the book of Psalms. This evening, we come to Psalm 58. We'll be reading this psalm responsively. I will read the odd-numbered verses, and we can respond together with the even-numbered verses of Psalm 58. Psalm 58, to the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, a miktam of David. Do you indeed decree what is right, you gods? Do you judge the children of man uprightly? No. In your hearts you devise wrongs. Your hands deal out violence on earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies. They have venom like the venom of a serpent, like the deaf adder that stops its ear, so that it does not hear the voice of charmers or of the cunning enchanter. O God, break the teeth in their mouths. Tear out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them vanish like water that runs away. When he aims his arrows, let them be blunted. Let them be like the snail that dissolves into slime, like the stillborn child who never sees the sun. Sooner than your pots can feel the heat of thorns, whether green or ablaze, may he sweep them away. The righteous will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He will bathe his feet in the blood of the wicked. Mankind will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on earth. the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 58 is obviously one of the most disturbing psalms in the Bible. It's very uncomfortable, but we are going to sing it anyway, because this too is God's word. Psalm 58 in your Trinity Psalter hymnal. Psalm 58, we will sing stanzas 1 and 5, the first and the last stanzas of Psalm 58. This could be an unfamiliar tune to us, so I will ask Julia to play it through once. She'll play through the tune once, and then we will sing stanzas 1 and 5 of Psalm 58. We'll remain seated as we sing. Let us pray. Our Father, Psalm 58 is an uncomfortable song for us to read and an uncomfortable song for us to sing. We don't quite know how to take these words. We know that you gave them to us, you inspired them, you mean them for our good. But these words are shocking, they're violent, they are very uncomfortable for us to take on our lips. But our Father, we thank you even for this psalm. The psalm deals with things that we often ignore, things we try to live oblivious to, things we would rather not talk about. But this psalm boldly talks about them. The psalm teaches us to think about these things and then to bring them to you in prayer. And so that's what we do this evening, as uncomfortable as it sometimes is. Our Father, we look at the forces that control our world, the forces that run our society, the rulers, the powers that be. And we see so much corruption. We see that even when decisions are made that we agree with, there's so many angles, so much selfishness at work. There's no one that seems to be following you. There's no one that seems to be doing right for the right reasons. And there's so many who seem to be doing wrong. Our Father, this is the state of our world today. This was the state of the world in David's day. The hearts of man devise wrongs. We have dealt out so much violence on this earth. It's an uncomfortable truth that this world is under the curse because of us. that this world suffers because of us, that daily, by our actions and our inactions, we add to the curse of this world. This world suffers because of us. This world groans because of us. We hurt this world and we hurt each other. We hate each other. We are violent to each other. We speak lies about each other. This psalm is painfully honest and painfully right when it compares us to snakes, for we are full of venom and we are very much like Satan, the deceiver, the one who makes himself an adversary to you. This is what we are. This is what we have done. This is what we have made of this world that you have given us. We have polluted it. We have created unjust and unkind societies. At every level, we are corrupt. Our Father, we pray that you would forgive us. And we pray that you would let us stand for right. Teach us to make your blessing known far as the curse is found, to daily battle against the effects of the curse, the effects of sin, to take a stand against hatred and injustice and oppression and evil wherever we find it. And yet, with the psalmist of Psalm 58, we admit that the wrong seems oft so strong. The voice of hate sounds so loudly in our world, and we don't quite know what to do. The voice of hate sounds loudly against you and against your people. There are places where your church is being persecuted, where church buildings are torn down, where church members are tortured and divided and separated from their families, where people are put to death for carrying the name of Christ, where you and your word are openly mocked. Our Father, we don't know what to do in the face of a society like this. So we long with the psalmist for the day when you set things right. The psalmist uses very colorful and very violent language. Perhaps we are uncomfortable using that language, but our sentiment is the same. We long for the day that you put an end to the evil that runs rampant in this world. We long for the day that the curse is finally removed. We long for the day when our sin is ended, when all things are made right. We long for the day when evil is swept off this earth, when sorrow and sadness and difficulty are wiped away, when you make all things new, including us. We long for that day. And so, our Father, with the psalmist, we lift up the oppressed of this earth. We lift up the poor. We lift up the hurting. We lift up the victims of injustice, the victims of hatred. We lift up the persecuted, the forgotten, the marginalized, the ignored. And we pray that you would make us advocates for them daily as we pray to you and in our lives as we take a stand for them, as we fight for them, as we help them, as we notice them, as we love them, as we point them and point ourselves toward that day when we will rejoice, when we see Christ returning with a reward for us, a reward that we don't deserve, we know it, a reward entirely of grace, the reward of resting forever at Jesus' side, of working and living in your new heavens and new earth. We long for that day and we pray that it would come quickly. Our Father, we pray that in the meantime we would be bold workers for your kingdom, We pray that we would go forward even into a dark world, knowing that there's a great light that is shown. In this season of Advent, let us focus our eyes on Christ and His coming, His first coming when He brought salvation, and His second coming when He brings renewal. Our Father, fix our eyes on Him and let us go forward into this new week in His name with confidence and hope and boldness. Our Father, we pray this for each member of our church. We pray that You would embolden us, that You would enliven us by Your Holy Spirit, that You would give us courage. We pray especially for those who are celebrating their birthdays this week. We thank You for them. We thank You for the gift of each member of this church. We thank You for our sister, Jody Claypeck. We thank You for the blessing she is to us, and we pray that she would know that it is good to give thanks to You, that her heart would be full of Your praises. We pray for our brother Wes Portinga. We thank You for him. We pray that he would know Your steadfast love in the morning, Your faithfulness by night, that he would know that You are his rock and foundation. We thank You for our brother Gabe Rotier. We pray that You would make him glad by Your work in his life, that as he grows and matures into a young man, he would sing for joy over what You have done for him in Jesus Christ. We thank You for our brother George Van Leighton. We thank You that he has come to know You, that he understands who he is in Christ, and we pray that he would go forth with praise in his heart, that he would be exalted in trusting in You. Our Father, we thank You for our sister Abigail Ortiz. We pray that as she grows and matures, she would know that You guard her in all her ways, that You bear her up, that You love her, that she is precious in Your sight. And we thank You for our sister Kelly Artsma. We pray that You would hold fast to her, that she would know Your love, that she would know that You are a protector for her in whatever she may be facing. Our Father, we also pray for our marriages in this church. We pray that whether we are married or single, we would know this place as a place that we belong, that we would know that this is our family, the family You have gathered together here on earth, that none of us are alone, but we belong to You and we belong to each other. We pray for the marriages in this congregation. We pray especially for those who are celebrating anniversaries this week. We pray for Robert and Weisha Grau. We pray for Bob and Lori Heisinga. We thank You for their marriages. We thank You for their the faithfulness that they've seen in their many years, Your faithfulness shown to them. And we pray that their love would grow and that their marriages would be a place that they could celebrate You, that they could celebrate the love of Christ shown to them. Our Father, we do pray that You would go with us. If we face enemies in this week, give us victory. If we face hardship, give us endurance. If we face temptation, let us overcome. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn together in our Trinity Psalter hymnals to Psalm 34C. Psalm 34C, through all the changing scenes of life. Psalm 34C, and we will sing stanzas 1, 5, and 6, the first and the last two stanzas of Psalm 34C. And we'll stand together as we sing the first and the last two stanzas, Psalm 34C.